Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver.
There's the Who bringing us back from the rock opera Tommy. From the album of the same name. It's a great album, one of the best of all time. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. Dr. Arki Chankudi is our guest. We're talking about trust. We're talking about the connection between trust and innovation. His book is called Built on Trust and is available wherever books are sold. Folks, I've been telling you about this book for 9 years. It is still very, very valid. Everything in this book is basically, Arki, as far as I'm concerned. Congratulations to you and your co-author, Thomas Steading. And your website again, please.
Thank you. The website is learningcenter.net.
.net. Check it out, folks. Yeah. The book's there,
and there's a good library on that. There's 16 or 17 articles on these subjects that were written for clients, and it might be helpful.
And, folks, go back and go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and find Arki's suite of contribution that he's made to us over the years. So much that he's taught us about trust and being authentic and doing what you say and closure and the whole concept. If you want to be a better manager, and you know, Arki, we've been talking about innovation and trust, but it's not just it's not just that innovation is the best practice and trust is part of that, but trust can help you keep. In the previous segment, we were talking about with Bob Kelleher. We were talking about companies not paying their employees, not trying to hold their employees hostage by the money they pay them. We're talking about, you know, doing the right things that make people want to stay. Obviously, they got to be paid, but not holding you hostage by the amount of money you pay them. Small business owners, Arki, can't afford to get into a bidding war. We have to be able to hold people in our employ because they want to be with us, not because they need to or the money's so good.
Right, and you do that through connectivity, obviously, connectivity and the kinds of teamwork, high performance teamwork that includes empathy and those I care about you, a dose of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all important things. But and I'll tell you, we work also for companies that even in this environment are just loaded with money. That is not enough.
No.
To cause good retention, you always are going to need that connectivity, and you always want people thinking like owners, and that's innovation.
Yep.
And that has to do with this culture of earned trust that, again, I urge everybody who's in a position of leadership to sit down, have that initial meeting. Do it today if you can. Just start it. Just exactly the way you outlined, I think, would be a very good start. And start to think about these two principles, closing interactions and authenticity of commitment. Those two things combined with a method of closure communication, good communication, eliminates the us and them, eliminates the entitlement that will become part once you dissipate the fear. That's also a danger you got to look out for, the entitlement that happens. And then you get people thinking like owners, and it all has to do with this connectivity that's based on earned trust.
There are people out there, Arki, who are listening, and they're saying, well, my company's not like that. Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you're saying your company couldn't use any of the stuff that Arki's talking about right now, then you are incapable of self-analysis. You have just suspended any connection to self-analysis, because I promise you, if you are thinking that, if you're saying that, if you're wondering, if you're even wondering if you could benefit from some of the things that we're talking about here, then you are the poster child for what we're talking about.
Well, and I think it's true that all of us benefit. And you know what? The further along you are on your road to good teamwork and high performance earned trust, the more you're going to learn.
Yeah.
because you got there by learning, and we're all learners here in this area.
And you can the thing we have to point out, though, Larky, folks, you can do this and still lead your company. You can do this and still have the respect of your employees. In fact, this is the quickest way to get pure respect from your employees and regard from your employees by doing this kind of an activity, by talking about, you know, what can we do to get better? How can I be a better manager?
And then be sure to close those conversations in execution plans that are transparent and that everybody, including you, has transparent accountability.
And one meeting won't get it, folks. This has got can't be a means to an end. This has got to be a way of life. Arky, give us the website quickly one more time.
It's learningcenter.net.
The book is called Built on Trust. Arky Ciancuti, Dr. Arky Ciancuti, thanks for being here, Arky. We'll see you next time.
You're very welcome. A great place.
Thanks. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.